Hello. Well, after a couple of hours of trade on Monday, the Aussie market is off to a solid start to the new trading week and month of March. The ASX 200 is up around that 100-point mark or 1.5%, which means we're shaking off the declines for both the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 on Friday. Keep in mind that on Friday, the Aussie market fell by 2.35%. That was the biggest daily decline for our market in 5 months. We also sank to a four-week low. And while, you know, February actually marked the fifth consecutive month of gains for our market, it is clear that some of that enthusiasm died down in the tail end of last month. In fact, we've had three consecutive weeks of declines on the Aussie market. Now, part of the reason for some of the movements in global markets, share markets recently, has been price action in the bond market, where there's been a sell-off, which has pushed returns on some of those longer-term bonds significantly higher recently. And that's partly on inflation concerns and the expectation of stronger growth moving forward from here. So something to watch today, where as far as sectors and stocks go, we've got 10 of 11 sectors currently improving. The only losers at the moment are actually in the mining sector. That's partly a reflection on most commodity prices dropping back by about that 3% mark, with the exception of iron ore, which has jumped up. But one of the main reasons why the mining sector is under pressure today is really one company, and that's Fortescue Metals, which is dropping back by approximately that 5.5% to 6% mark for most of the morning. Now, it's trading ex-dividend. It's paying out a record dividend later on this month of $1.47 per share. That's about 6% of its share price. So the company is largely declining in line with that dividend payment. On Thursday, BHP and Rio will both be trading ex-dividend as well, also record dividends. And this is partly a reflection of the iron ore price, which has been hovering around the best levels in 9 years. So that's certainly been helpful from a profitability standpoint for those three companies. Now, outside of that, you've got the Buy Now, Pay Later Code of Practice, which has launched today. This is after 2 years of consultation between the Buy Now, Pay Later companies and also the Australian Finance Industry Association. This was already expected, though, and these companies still don't fall under the national credit law. So we're not seeing big declines or anything from most of these Buy Now, Pay Later companies. In fact, Afterpay and Zip are both lifting at the moment. Austal is up 6%. It was awarded a contract to do work with the US Navy. And on the economic front, there was an update on property prices in February today. We've had the biggest lift in property prices since 2003, as far as capital cities go in Australia. So 2.1% lift, a 2.5% lift in property prices in Sydney and also Hobart, and 2.1% in Melbourne. The Aussie dollar finally sits at around that 77.5 US cent mark.